This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and by Phillips 66. Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu 2. Stop by the Lightspeed Pavilion across from Hangar B at Oshkosh and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2011 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm in the new ConocoPhillips display with Tony Negre. Tony, I'm a user of Phillips XC. I like it because it's not a synthetic base, but it's a mineral-based product. And there are good technical reasons why Phillips sticks with that. Tell us what they are.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. The reason that we stick with a mineral formulation is that it provides everything that this engine technology requires at a price point that's very competitive, and it's important for us to stay competitive in a market where aviation fuel is very expensive. Most people have limited budgets, and they're budgeting their flying time to try to really maximize what they do, and we feel like sticking with a mineral formulation really achieves that goal the best. The synthetic blends and full synthetics are very advantageous in automotive applications, even over-the-road trucking, where there are goals to extend drain intervals, where people have a conscious intention to extend that drain interval as long as they can. And in aviation, what we really find is the exact opposite. Drain intervals and maintenance practices, as a rule, are very, very conservative in this industry. In fact, they're very redundant. And there's a lot of good safety reasons why that occurs. But a 25-hour drain interval for an engine without a filter, or a 50-hour drain interval for an engine with a filter, is a very conservative target for the capabilities of an oil. And so our general feeling is that a synthetic blend or a full synthetic is overkill in this application, because the primary benefits you would extract from that oil in another application, in automotive or over-the-road trucking or even industrial use, you can't really do in this environment. You still have the exact same drain interval. So if we came out with a synthetic formulation or a semi-synthetic, we would be increasing the cost of our product and not really, in good conscience, able to provide any additional benefits.
Now, a mineral oil is a little bit better in an engine that has a lot of blow-by, which aircraft engines do. So a mineral handles that a little bit better. You also have some additive packages in Phillips XC. Tell us what they are.
Well, the primary additive system is an ashless dispersant, and the objective of the ashless dispersant is to encapsulate and keep in suspension all the wear particles and the dirt that are generated during combustion process. So it gets that. If you've got a filter, then it holds it in suspension to get it to the filter so that you can then pull it out and keep the oil cleaner longer and minimize excess wear in the engine. If you have an unfiltered system, it again keeps it in suspension so that you don't form deposits. And that's the primary goal of all aviation oils, regardless of the brand. That's really the primary driving force, is that ashless dispersant technology. And speaking of which, when people talk about mineral oils in the market, often they're speaking of unadditized products, and that's the main differential. It's just a base oil. It's just that straight 50 or a 20W50, but without the ashless dispersant technology.
Now, you also believe that XC is a good break-in oil.
Oh, it's a fantastic break-in oil. And for the reasons that I just stated, actually, if I put those two thoughts together for you to kind of illustrate what we do, when you're breaking in an engine, your goal is to get wear, but you want controlled wear. You want that cylinder and the ring to line up in a very controlled fashion so that you've got characteristics that are preferable throughout the life of the engine. You're minimizing that blow-by and the amount of oil consumption that everybody wrestles with a little bit in their engines. So when you're going through that break-in process, the ashless dispersant actually helps you achieve that a little bit faster and a little cleaner, because you're controlling the combustion byproducts better during that process to avoid some of those deposits from forming, which can lead to, you know, ring deposits and other things that can later create excess consumption.
Now, when you go to shop for oil, I've noticed that some owners don't really think about the cost of oil, but Phillips XC compared to others, particularly synthetic oils, is really very competitively priced.
It is, yeah. We've intentionally priced our product equivalent to others' straight grades to provide an incentive for them to come and give it a shot. We believe that everything you need is in that bottle, in that familiar blue bottle, and the engine technology is really old technology. Now, while metallurgy has improved dramatically over the years, and there are much better cylinders now, and there's a lot of advantages with new cylinder technology and the types of components that go into the engines, the basic design is still a very old design. And so the capabilities of what it really requires from an oil is not that much. So the robust capability of a mineral blend is really everything that you need for this technology, and we just feel like it's the perfect fit for what pilots do, and we're huge supporters of the general aviation segment. We love this industry, the passion that we see from pilots and that we hear from people who reach out and contact us through the internet and write us letters and tell us about their success in switching from other brands, and they just become, you know, passionate advocates of what we do, and we feel like that's the value proposition we're really shooting for, is we want those people that are really interested in total value and maximizing what they do and getting out and really enjoying this passion that they love so much, that, you know, go out and fly. Why spend the extra money on oil when we'd rather have you spend it on avgas and go fly somewhere? That's what you love to do.
Well, it's obvious from this display here at ConocoPhillips Square. Thanks for speaking with us, Tony.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We're speaking with Tony Negre of ConocoPhillips. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2011 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by Lightspeed, with over 775 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry. It's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.